Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta.
Hi.
Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM.
It's Super Radio Maniac Fun!
Don't do that.
Hey, Loretta.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going well. I had my first day back to school today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Back at Ichabod Crane.
Back at Ichabod Crane.
Good old Ichabod Crane.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell me about it.
It was great. Everyone was really nice. Everyone complimented my hair.
Why don't you tell the listening audience what happened to your hair?
I dyed it bright red. I dyed it bright red last week, too, but I dyed it even brighter red this week.
Is there any way you can sort of describe the color to people?
It's not that bright.
It's not like orange. It's not like bright like orange, but...
It's red red. It's not ginger. It's red red.
Yeah. It's like kind of ruby red.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like you're wearing a red sweatshirt today. And red boots.
I like red.
Is there a theme going?
I just really like red.
I said that you looked like a neon sign.
I really don't. It's not neon. It's not neon clothes.
It's not neon.
It's red clothes.
Well, here's my feeling about your hair. I am really happy that you like your hair, and I know that sounds like a backhanded compliment, but I mean it.
It's
most important that you feel good about your hair.
Okay.
I've never dyed my hair.
You've never once dyed your hair. I know that.
Not so much as a single strand.
Anyone who has ever met you knows that you have never dyed your hair.
Never dyed my hair.
It illuminates off your face that you've never dyed your hair. Not even your hair. You just seem like one of those people who doesn't dye their hair.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think, like, basically the fact that I have gray hair is the first thing that people notice about me.
It's noticeable.
It's noticeable. The way your hair is noticeable.
I like my hair noticeable, but I like it noticeable in a good way. I don't like the way it looked before. I thought it looked terrible before.
You did?
I thought it looked awful.
Well, I loved it that way, and I think you look beautiful either way. Okay. I really, really do. I really do.
It's a really motherly thing to say.
Well, I'm your mom.
That was incredibly predictable.
Well, I'm your mom.
Okay.
Guess what?
What?
Mothers love their kids.
Okay.
It's biological.
What do you think? Arctic monkeys?
Love them.
Great.
Not as much as you.
Don't do that.
Don't embarrass you?
No, just don't. Yeah. All right, here's Are You Mine by the Arctic Monkeys.
I like this band.
They're really good. I'm a puppet on a string, Tracy Island, time traveling diamond, could have shaped heartaches to come to find you, for in some velvet morning, years too late, she's a silver lining, lone ranger riding through an open space, in my mind when she's not right there beside me, I go crazy cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory. Are you mine?
a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space. In my mind, when she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, alright. All I ever say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine?
Are You Mine by the Arctic Monkeys.
I've already said like several times that I like that band.
Yeah, I know. They're really good.
Are they still together?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They just put out a new album.
Really? Is that from the new album?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's called AM.
AM?
Not just put out. Yeah, AM.
So why don't you tell, why don't we talk about what we were talking about off the mic, while the song was playing?
Because your opinion might offend people.
That's okay. What do you mean my opinion might offend people?
I mean, your opinion might offend people.
Well, maybe your opinion will offend people, but we can offend people. I mean, we're on the radio. It's our own opinions.
How will my opinion offend people? That nose rings look cool. Because you just said nose rings don't look cool.
No, I didn't.
You were about to before you realized that it would offend me, and then you stopped saying it.
So let's start from the beginning. Tell people what you said to me when you put on the song.
Can I get my nose pierced?
You said, will you take me to the mall?
Yeah.
And I said, not today. And then I said, why do you want to go to the mall?
No. You said, ask your dad. And I said, okay. And then I changed the subject.
Well, I just think it's probably a very typical kind of conversation that people have. And that's what makes your radio show interesting when I'm a guest on it, is that we have these conversations on the radio that are very typical of the kinds of conversations that a lot of people have.
Okay.
So why do you want to get your nose pierced?
Because I think it looks cool.
Why else? A lot of things look cool.
Because I want to look cool?
That's it?
Yeah. Why else would I get my nose pierced?
Well, so then what do you do next after you get your nose pierced?
What do you mean?
Well, okay, you dyed your hair. Now you want to get your nose pierced. What's the next thing going to be?
Well, I'm not sure yet.
But you'll think of something, won't you?
Probably, yeah.
And where does, and what does all of it sort of achieve for you to change your appearance this way? Cool meaning what?
Meaning I like the way I look.
Look, what I'm trying to say is that plenty of people look cool without having their nose pierced. So
yeah,
I'm trying to
of people look cool with their nose pierced.
So I'm trying to figure out what you identify having your nose pierced with. Do you think it's rebellious? Do you think it makes you look like you're...
No. I think nose piercings look cool.
I don't think you're getting to the point, is what I'm trying to say. Because
I really don't know what your point is supposed to be then.
Well, that there's more to it than quote unquote looking cool.
Okay, well, what is there to it other than quote unquote looking cool?
I think you're identifying with a certain type of look and a certain type of behavior, and it's
a
statement that you're trying to make.
Yeah, now I get it. No.
No?
No.
You're not trying to make a statement?
What statement?
Any statement.
What statement do you think I'm trying to make? Yeah.
That you're different.
That I'm different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you insinuating that I feel that everyone in the world is the same, except for, I don't know, that I need to get a nose piercing to make myself different?
Sort of.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it's a way of getting attention. Like having your nose pierced gets a certain kind of attention.
Or maybe I'm doing it because I think it looks nice.
Okay. End of conversation.
All right. Great. So now let's talk about why you thought that.
Why I thought
that.
I think piercings and tattoos have this connotation in our culture, and they connotate being rebellious. And I think they've become so commonplace that they don't really seem rebellious anymore. And also, I don't know. I'm not really so much the kind of person that wants to do sort of harmful stuff to my body. I'm just not into that. I like feeling good.
Harmful?
Yeah. Piercings, tattoos. It's like,
how is that harmful? It just looks nice.
Well, it's a piercing. It's putting a piece of metal into your body.
That's not harmful, though.
Well,
I mean, they do it in a safe way. I mean, I suppose if you go to, like, some creepy alleyway shop, maybe harmful. But if you go to, like, a professional place, it's not harmful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
So what else you got?
I don't know. I'm looking. School today was great. I've got a bunch of comments on my sweater.
Your Marvel sweater.
My Marvel sweater that my friend gave to me, which I'm very excited about.
So who did you see today? Who's in your classes?
A few people.
Did you see Raimi?
Yeah.
Sarah?
Yeah. I've got a bunch of friends. Who no one who's listening to the radio knows who you're talking about. But
well, Raimi and Sarah have both been guests on your radio show.
Well, that's true, but not
Sarah didn't talk though.
Sarah didn't really talk. Here's Flawless by The Neighborhood. That was Flawless by The Neighborhood.
Go ahead.
What?
I was thinking during the break about what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess I wanted to try to articulate my feelings about it a little better. And I guess I feel like the kind of stuff that we're talking about has a way of accentuating appearance. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Draws attention. And I just think that appearance is not the most important thing about a person. Like, obviously, like, I think...
Well, I don't, but lots of people do.
Like who?
When you see someone walking down the street, what's the first thing you're going to think about them?
I don't know. I mean...
Are you going to look at them and say, I wonder if they're thinking about puppies right now? You're going to, like, look at the way they dress, you know? Like, if you saw a woman walking down the street in, like, I don't know, really nice, expensive New York City clothes,
mm-hmm.
you're going to think, wow, I guess that's, like, I guess they're wealthy, right? If you saw someone walking down the street in expensive clothes. Or if you saw someone walking down the street in bright pink frilly clothes, what would you think about them? That they're probably a happy person, right? Or someone who likes to dress in a way that makes them look like that. Someone who likes to dress up.
I probably am not going to be thinking any of these things, but I know you're just trying to make a point. I think what I'm trying to say is that it doesn't really matter any kind of snap judgment that any person makes about me or that I might make about another person. And in fact, like, the people that you have in your life who know you and love you are hopefully going to know you and are hopefully going to love you based on a lot of things other than your appearance. And that's what really matters.
So you don't care about
life.
My appearance?
Well, I mean, not as much as other things, like as much as like you being a good person and I think
what if I'm still a good person, why does it matter if I get a nose ring?
It doesn't. At the end of the day, it doesn't. And I'm going to love you whether you have a nose ring or not. I'm still going to love who you are. But that's because I love you for who you are, not for how you look. And how you look is like not the most important thing about you. And hopefully you know that it's not the most important thing about you, that what's far more important is like setting yourself apart by being a good person, by being smart, by being happy and like achieving whatever goals you have. Like those are the important things.
Well, yeah, but I still want a nose ring. I know that that's not like the most important thing.
All right.
I just think it looks nice.
Okay. Well, as long as, I mean, that's the point that I was trying to make is that how you look is pretty low on the list of things that are important about you.
I feel like that's not the point you were trying to make.
Well, I'm trying to make it now.
Well, that's not the point you were trying to make before though.
What was the point that I was trying to make before?
That you thought I was going through a rebellious phase.
Well, that's why I was trying to elaborate. You are going through a rebellious phase, by the way.
Well, yeah, but not with my clothes.
Yeah, with your clothes.
With my
clothes.
And
your appearance, yes.
How? Because aww. I dyed my hair? I've been wanting to dye my hair since I was in, what, fifth grade?
Yeah.
The only thing different now is that I'm allowed to.
Well, the only thing different now is that you stopped caring what I thought.
You didn't tell me I couldn't. I told you I was going to. I did. Admit it.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Why would I have bothered to tell you not to? It's really not as important as some other things.
Okay. So see?
Yeah. But this is the point that I'm trying to make now, which is that your appearance is not the most important thing about you.
Okay.
That there's far more important things about you.
That's fine. Here's Without You by Lana Del Rey.
Oh, I'm so glad you're playing her. I was going to ask you to play her.
Yeah, she's really good, isn't she?
I like her.
I played
her
this
lot
for you last night.
She calls herself a gangster Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what I love about that? That she knows who Nancy Sinatra is. Makes me love her. I even think I found God in the flashbulbs of your pretty cameras, pretty cameras, pretty cameras, and my glamorous baby. What happened?
I hecked up.
You gonna play it again?
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Oops.
Whoops.
Sorry. Where is she?
What?
Where's the song?
It was... I didn't...
What on earth just happened? You unplugged one device and plugged in another.
Yeah.
You're not even talking anywhere near the microphone.
Yeah, I am.
Here's...
What?
Did your thing die?
No. It's playing.
Well, I can't hear it because I don't have headphones. Everything
okay. Well, it's playing.
I have money, notoriety, and Rivieras. I even think I found God in the flash lobes of the pretty cameras. Am I glamorous? Tell me, am I glamorous?
Without You by Lana Del Rey. Good, right?
Yeah, I like her.
She's really good.
You know, what I was going to say is that when I look at you, I look past the hair and the makeup and I see the person that you are. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
What I'm saying is that I love who you are.
Yeah, I know you do because you've lived with me for
don't you think 14 years, anybody who's going to be important to you in your life is going to love you for who you are and not for how you look?
No.
No? You think the people
because
who
if I meet someone on the street, the first thing they're going to look at is how I look.
Yeah, but that's not going to mean anything in the long run. So what? So what of what people think when they meet you on the street? Like, they need to get to know you to mean anything to you. And
well, what if they don't want to get to know me because of the way I look?
Then they suck and they're jerks and you don't want them in your life.
Everyone does it. They just do it inadvertently.
Well, I don't feel that way. And I hope
see someone walking around in a Justin Bieber shirt. Okay.
That's the last thing that is going to matter to me.
Really?
If they're idiots, that's what's going to matter to me. Not that they're the fact that they're wearing a Justin Bieber shirt might demonstrate that they're idiots, but
yeah, the fact that they idolize a man who just egged someone's house and the damage cost $25,000.
Right.
Might, you know,
but the idiot part is the part that counts. It's who they are, not how they dress. And they could be idiots without wearing a Justin Bieber t-shirt.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to matter. And people have to get to know you to know you. They can't just judge you on your appearance.
Well, they will anyway. And you know it's true.
Yeah, but they're not. That's not going to matter because true friends don't.
How do you know? How do you know your best friend doesn't?
I can't believe that I'm even having to. I know that you know this inside because.
Not really.
Well, that's sad.
Well, I mean, we live in the 21st century. There are people who, there are a lot of people who judge people on the way they dress.
That's lame.
Well, you know, it's true though.
We have to end the show. We could talk about it more next week.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.